handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't start a sale and you can't make a run. Those women on boys raised.
Here's some more information about Rupert Murdoch. And you know, you got to say to yourself, Jeanine Pirro is such a star on Fox that this had to go to Rupert Murdoch's desk. I don't think anybody would have the brass to fire Fox's top star on Saturday without consulting the boss. So here's an interesting thing. Murdoch advocates more open immigration policies in Western nations generally. Now, more open immigration for Rupert Murdoch. Now, that's more open than wide open. So that's what we have now. We have wide open. He wants it more open than that. In the United States, Murdoch and chief executives from several major corporations, including Hewlett-Packard, Boeing, and Disney, joined New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, that's the mega billionaire I mentioned a moment ago, to form the Partnership for a New American Economy to advocate, quote, for immigration reform. Now, that phrase, whenever you hear the word reform paired with immigration, that means open borders. Immigration reform is code talk for open borders, including a path to legal status. And anytime you hear the word path, that's also open borders. Nobody on the right, nobody who wants to close our borders and stop the invasion ever talks about a path to citizenship. That is anathema to us. We don't want a path to citizenship, including a path to legal status for all illegal aliens now in the United States. So that's what he wants. All those, however, how many are there? I think Stanford and Yale say that the number's not the 11 million we've been told for 20 years. How does that number not go up? They said it's 22 million illegals in the U.S. And these are liberal institutions. I don't think they got it right. I think there might be 40 million illegals in the U.S. Certainly 30 million. If Yale and Stanford say 22 million, surely it's 30 at least. So Rupert Murdoch wants legal status, which means effectively citizenship for all of these people. The coalition, that is the Partnership for a New American Economy, reflecting Murdoch and Bloomberg's own views, also advocates significant increases in legal immigration to the United States as a means of boosting America's sluggish economy and lowering unemployment. Okay, now, folks, yeah, exactly. My thought exactly. America's sluggish economy? And how do increases in legal immigration lower unemployment? Boy, that's a new one for me. No. All immigration raises unemployment. The partnership, that is for a new American economy, the partner, and all, that's another code word among progressives and liberals, new anything, the new this, the new that, new is code talk for revolutionary. The partnership's immigration policy prescriptions are notably similar to those of the Cato Institute and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And Lou Dobbs was wonderful on his show just a couple weeks ago, growing irate. Oh, I love those clips of Lou Dobbs. They're so much better than listening to me. Lou Dobbs pounding on the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and it's the head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He said, what the hell is this guy doing even in the White House talking to Donald Trump? And then let's see, let's go down here further. This is a real interesting profile. Who's this guy? He's a big friend of Michael Bloomberg's, who hates Donald Trump. And remember, Rupert Murdoch regards this as his baby. You know, to hell with the rules. If I want somebody gone, like Jeanine Pirro, well, they got to go. The Wall Street Journal, which he now owns, editorial page, has similarly advocated for increased legal immigration. In 2012, Murdoch supported Mitt Romney. Since Donald Trump became U.S. president, Murdoch has shown support for him through the news stories broadcast in his media empire, including on Fox News. And, you know, all this was, Murdoch just came out of nowhere, came out of Australia and just started buying up media properties aggressively, buying everything. Here's a picture of him with his third wife, Wendy, who is in June of 1999, 17 days after divorcing his second wife, Murdoch, then aged 68, married Chinese-born Wendy Deng, D-E-N-G. She was 30, so she was 38 years younger than Murdoch. A recent Yale School of Management graduate and a newly appointed vice president of his Star TV. He's got two daughters with her. Near the end of his marriage to Wendy, so that marriage is over, hearsay concerning a possible link with Chinese intelligence became problematic to the relationship. 2013, News Corp confirmed Murdoch filed for divorce from Deng in New York City. The marriage, the filing said, had been irretrievably broken for more than 6 months. Murdoch also ended his longstanding friendship with Tony Blair. Kind of awkward the way that is. No, I don't think he was in the sack with Tony Blair. After suspecting him, Tony Blair, of having an affair with his wife, Deng, while they were still married. Oh, boy, that gets a little bit raunchy there. And then, in 2016, Murdoch announced his, remember, he's 88 now, announced his engagement to former model Jerry Hall. In 2016, Murdoch, just ahead of his 85th birthday, married the 59-year-old Jerry Hall. This is Murdoch's fourth marriage. He's got his oldest child is named McLeod, Prudence McLeod. Well, Donald Trump's mother is a McLeod. Wow. I wonder if that's interesting. Okay, so I'll end all that interesting Murdoch bio. There is reported to be tension between Murdoch and his oldest children over the terms of a trust holding the family's 28.5% stake in News Corporation. So that's a big stake, folks. It's a publicly traded stock, but if you own 28.5% of a company, you are running that company, unless there's somebody else with a bigger stake. That stake was estimated in 2005 to be worth about $6.1 billion. Well, that has grown. Anyway, that's kind of interesting what he's going to do with the stock. I won't go into the details of that, but at 88 years old, all this stuff that we depend on, how does this connect with us patriots? Well, Sean Hannity, very important to us. Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Lou Dobbs. You know, I keep going down the list. Mark Levin, Jeanine Pirro. All these people, very, very important. And then others, like Greg Jarrett, who doesn't have a show, I don't believe, but he's frequently a guest. He's wonderful. There's a little circle of patriots at Fox, and their survival depends on the political thoughts of the Murdoch family. All righty, well, there you go. Let me look at my I've got a caller here. Wayne in Texas. Are you there, Wayne? Come in, Wayne.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Thank you for calling. And okay. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a couple areas I wanted to get into if you have time. First up is the Fox situation. And it's my understanding that several months ago, maybe a good year and a half ago, there was a memo passed around Fox that there were going to be certain subjects off limits. And I started noticing that, yeah, the story started decreasing. Now they're almost extinct. And some of the subjects were China and their, their incursions into colleges with those Confucius centers, some of the social media type platforms that they're getting involved in, and as well as the spying. And Tucker was hitting on some of that stuff very good, but even he's backed off of that quite a bit. Another subject was the Clinton Foundation and its situation with the Russians and some of the payments they received through the Uranium One affair. And if there's any type of traitorous activity going on, Uranium One has got to be grade A number one example.
Oh, yeah.
You can see,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's really disappeared off the map. So that plus, you know, Bill and Hillary getting a big payment from the Russians for some, you know, little, you know, 20-minute speech Bill gave, you know, I guess it's worth tens of thousands of dollars, but you can just see where...
500,000. 500,000.
Yeah, okay. All right, quite a bit, okay. So you can see, if you really pay attention, I know you have, and other people should too, that, you know, this stuff is really off the radar now. And it was, there's a lot of discussion about the Mueller investigation, but too many of these Fox hosts, including the ones you mentioned, to me, they're getting into more into the he said, she said, you know, rumor of the day and, you know, new, you know, story coming out. And they're getting away from what I would call hard, solid news. And I know they were trying to protect Trump quite a bit, but they just totally dropped off the mark when it comes to some of the other situations, like I mentioned. And to me, China and the Clinton Foundation are, you know, 1 and 1A as far as examples.
Yeah, now, your points are well taken. Tucker Carlson has said concerning his relationship with the Fox management, he said, no one has ever tried to steer me in what I say on Fox. He said that over the air. And he said, this is an utterly independent show, and I'm free to report where I please. No one has interfered with me. So Tucker, and I believe Tucker Carlson looks like a really fine person. So I think I don't think they've gotten to Tucker Carlson. I don't think they've gotten to Laura Ingraham or Mark Levin, or they never got to Jeanine Pirro. But what really concerns me, yes, they're two sort of like different ways that, you know, controlling group could throttle the news, you know, a la George Orwell. One is fire the people, get them out of there, put them in the memory hole. The other, of course, is, as you say, steer the news, make certain things taboo and off limits. So we'll stay tuned. I have noticed, I don't know, have you noticed, have you seen anybody like Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson or Lou Dobbs making any kind of a pitch to save Jeanine Pirro show?
Nothing outward. I don't watch all the shows. I try to catch bits and pieces, but I think it's pretty apparent that Jeanine has a lot of great followers at the network itself, and they are rooting for her. And you have some influential people like Rudy Giuliani. He was on her show yesterday, and he made it pretty clear that he was very, very happy to see that she was back on the air and being able to be
Wait a minute. Did you say Jeanine Pirro, her show was broadcast yesterday?
Yeah, she was on. Yeah.
Oh! Wayne, I love you. You just made my weekend. That's fantastic. That's the best news I've had today. Yeah. Jeanine Pirro is back on the air. Well,
she had some heavy hitters on. Yeah, Bongino was on, Julian and all that. And they didn't come out, they couldn't come out and really say, you know, how they felt. You know how they felt about it, but they made it pretty clear that they were in her corner and glad to see, you know, her able to get on the air again and you know, get some of her information out too.
Fantastic.
But I still think they're all being throttled to a degree.
Well, fantastic! That is wonderful. Pirro's back. That's the story. Wayne, you get credit for the story of the night here, the engineer's talking about the varnish I've been doing, and he uses the engineer types in. Fumes.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, now, if I could transition to one other thing real quick, James.
Thank you, engineer. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this migrant caravan, to me, is one of the biggest con jobs I think we've ever seen. And basically, you know, it was sold to us as all these poor, straggly migrants, you know, trying to struggle up from, you know, the Central America and all that. Now it's kind of leaked out little by little that, you know, they're hopping on to looks like brand new buses. They're getting waved through by the Mexican guards down at their southern border. They're well dressed, well fed. They got cell phones, so you know, it sure just looks to me like nobody's fleeing in terror. So that part of that con job is definitely coming out too. And one thing that really, you know, sticks in my craw that people should really talk about with their fellow conservatives is Judicial Watch proved through an investigation that our taxpayer dollars get funneled through this USAID and then mixed in with some other funding with Soros groups that are helping to destabilize Central America, places like Guatemala. And once you search that, the story's out there. I don't have it in front of me, but, you know, they went through an exhaustive investigation and proved that. So then you got that part of it. So definitely these caravans have a lot of funding. So they get up to the border, and they do this kabuki dance with their immigration lawyers where they have all this fear of, credible fear of whatever. And then, you know, I'm sure it's a nod and a wink with these judges anymore where they get their day in court, you know, once down the road, then they disappear. But then, you know, when they resurface, they're getting, you know, benefits. It could be Section 8, food, and everything else. And so the whole thing seems to me like a total setup and, you know, just really a travesty of what's going on.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Wayne, thank you. Boy, I owe you.
Yeah.
I owe you. I got to stop huffing the varnish fumes.
Yeah. Yeah. One other quick point, too, and I'll get off. Trump shutting off the funds, the funds to these Central American countries is long overdue.
Yes, brilliant by Donald Trump. Yes, indeed. Wayne, thank you. You are always on the money. We'll be right back, folks.
Nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people. Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, folks, we're back. And hey, I've got time to make amends here. Shame on me. I'm supposed to be ahead of the news and keeping you guys up to speed. That's my job here. And Wayne in Texas, thank you for doing a better job than I have. Jeanine Pirro is back on the air. So I just brought up a clip of Jeanine last night. Let's listen for a moment and let's see how it started out. This is Jeanine's return to the air. You listen as I'm going to listen to the inflections in her voice to, kind of get the feeling here for how this all transpired. This must have been a nervous couple of weeks for Jeanine Pirro. Here she is.
Breaking tonight. Fallout continues from the Mueller probe, and President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is here to respond live in just a few minutes. Hello and welcome to Justice. I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. We have a big show on deck with Rudy Giuliani, Dan Bongino, Corey Lewandowski, and former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik, to name just a few. We'll be breaking down the Mueller report, the Jussie Smollett case, outrage and debate over that one. If President Trump will need to shut down the southern border is another issue we'll discuss. But first, my opening statement.
Here we go.
You've stood witness to the biggest scandal in American history, bar none. The attempted coup of the United States government. They conned you, they gamed you, and they lied to you.
Now, see, this is classic Janine. Boy, she goes right to the heart of the matter. I love these opening statements from Janine.
Over and over and over for 3 years. They destroyed lives, reputations, and families. And in the end, no one coordinated with Russia. No one. Not Donald Trump, not any Trump, not anyone on the campaign. After 2 years of prosecutors savagely striving to indict the president and everyone in his orbit, years of the mainstream media, the talking heads, the networks, cable and otherwise, the lying liberal Hollywood hypocrites trying to convince you that he was an illegitimate president. But in the end, nothing. No collusion, no obstruction, nothing. And they didn't care whose lives they destroyed. What mattered was that they destroy the outsider, the one we, the forgotten men and women of America, put in the Oval. The outsider that convinced us that status quo was a choice and that he could do better. They chipped away with unending zeal, desperate for any connection, threatening families and witnesses and individual civil liberties to obtain their corrupt goal of removing the President of the United States. All the while, in spite of it, President Trump worked tirelessly to better our lives, our economy, and the security of this great nation. You know, we constantly hear about voter suppression from the left, but the biggest voter suppression effort ever took place at the highest level of our government as they tried to oust the man they couldn't control. And when you think about a coup, you think of the military. But here, the effort to discredit this president was by law enforcement manipulation, the intelligence community, and the law enforcement community, the DOJ and the FBI. And the snake at the head, CIA Director John Brennan.
Beautiful. And right there, she flashes a picture of this snake, John Brennan. And we called it here on this show. We said, this guy looks like the ringleader. I love Janine Pirro. Just confirmed that.
Everything in my book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, was validated by the Mueller report. People scoff and laugh at the idea of a deep state, but you've watched it all up close and personal. These swamp scum lie for a living, from clueless Clapper on down. It's the first time in American history.
Janine is great at alliteration. These swamp scum lie for a living. And then she made an alliterative use of the C in Clapper. Anyway, she's great.
People with unbridled power made the determination to overthrow a presidential candidate and then to plant the seeds for indictment and impeachment, to destroy the will of the American people who voted for change in America. This can only happen at this level of government. By the head of the CIA, the head of the FBI, Comey, the head of the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch.
Oh, here's your Buick, sir.
Actually, that's my Buick.
Your Buick?
You want a Buick ad there? Skip that ad.
Only with a wink and a nod from the commander-in-chief. Where did this group get the confidence that this was okay?
Let's pause, Janine. He's almost done with her opening statement. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. And there are lines open if you want to call in with things that you've caught this week. And you know, Wayne in Texas made the point there that, hey, you folks out there in the audience, you're sharp, as Mike Rivero says of you, best educated, best informed audience in radio. So if you spot something good and you notice I'm missing it, hey, call in. And that Wayne, you saved the show, my friend, because I was going to run out to the end of the show thinking, you know, come on, Tucker, come on, Sean, get organized, rally around Janine. Well, she's back on the air. And oh, let's listen to her. Come on. I'll shut up. Let's listen to Janine. She's much better than me. Here she is. Let me find it. Where is she? Here she is. She was in her opening statement. Here she goes. Hair on fire.
Who above them could possibly have given the green light? The unverified Steele dossier was the excuse and justification for this rogue intelligence operation. And any time there's a coup, there's both an affirmative and a defensive course of action. Affirmative, destroy Trump. Defensive, endorse Hillary. So where do we go from here? I want to know, who was the judge that signed the first FISA warrant? And the second judge who signed the re-upping of the warrant? And the evidence that backed up the extension of that warrant? Who signed the second extension? And what additional evidence was provided to that judge? And why haven't we heard the FISA court being investigated? Why is there even a FISA court to begin with? I want John Brennan, who tries to get out of this mess he's in by saying, oh, I got bad information. I want him investigated by a grand jury. And McCabe and Strzok and Loretta Lynch and that pious, condescending, holier-than-thou Cardinal Jim Comey.
Nobody like Jeanine. Wonderful. Let him have it.
When someone lies to you, you just say, don't worry about it. I'll get over it. Well, that's not how our system works. There has to be accountability. There has to be a consequence. Because as the president himself said, this should never happen again. And I can guarantee you it will happen again. Unless we make an example of the traitorous, treasonous group that accused Donald Trump of being an agent of the Russian government. And as they spewed their hate, I want to know, who did the unmasking? Who did the leaking? And if we don't have a consequence, if people at the highest level of government are not held responsible for this, it is a blueprint for a future effort to overthrow the government. Don't be satisfied with the Mueller report. This is bound to happen again because these arrogant, lying, condescending, leaking haters of you and me and the America that doesn't have power are going to do it again unless we stop them. And the
beautiful, beautiful. She hit right there the focus of the Trump phenomenon. They hate you. She's looking right at all of us. They, the deep state, they hate you. They hate those of us. And then she said it. She nailed it right there. Who don't have power. We don't. We don't have power. Donald Trump even has a limit to his power because he is going against the deep state every inch of the way. Every single inch. Every word he speaks, every action he takes is opposed by thousands of deep staters.
Only way to stop them is with justice, true justice, and that's behind the bars justice.
Go, girl, go. Judge Jeanine, behind the bars justice. That is exactly it. These people need to be frog marched out of their facilities right into Sing Sing, right into Florence. And not into a executive country club incarceration. No, a real prison.
And that's my open. Let me know what you think on my Facebook and Twitter hashtag.
I'll let you know, Judge Jeanine. I love you. And I'm so glad that she is back. And, you know, something happened behind the scenes there. Somebody, and these people I mentioned, Hannity, Carlson, I'll bet you there was some screaming. I'll bet you there was some screaming in the studios at Fox. I'll bet you somebody gave them, the managers, a piece of their mind. I'll kind of even go out further. I wouldn't be surprised if some people said, hey, justice, you know, I'll do a takeoff on that. What was it, Teddy Roosevelt, who said, Pedicaris alive or Raisuli dead. when he demanded the return of the American diplomat Pitikaris. He said, or the Islamic kidnapper Raisuli will be dead. They may have said, Judge Jeanine alive, or Fox Network dead. Because I'll tell you, if Tucker and Hannity and Ingram and Dobbs and Levin, if they all marched out of Fox, Fox would fold like a deck of cards. And they could start a competing network, the Patriot Network. And it may go there. Very well may go there. We'll see. Let's check back in with the president and just see what he's tweeting. Let me see. I will do that by how do I get him? Okay, here's how I get him updated. I have my own way with the computer here doing this. The most recent tweet is still 2 hours ago. So he's taking a break from tweeting. Probably having to nominate some judges or do some of the other amazing things that he does as our president. Here's a headline at Breitbart. The Collusion News Network, CNN, defends the Russia hoax coverage. And then this guy, Jake Tapper. Is there anybody, you know, I keep using Chris Cuomo as my poster boy for how bad it can get in the fake news. But Jake Tapper sure gives Chris Cuomo a run for his money. Who is the worst? Who do you think? I'll put it out to the audience here. Who do you think is the most disgusting, unbearable news faker in the controlled news media? Chris Cuomo, he's definitely a nominee. Jake Tapper, he's a nominee. I avoid watching these guys, so I'm not real. Don Lemon, he's a nominee. Here's a great quote from Jake Tapper. I don't know anybody who got anything wrong. Oh, Stelter. What's Stelter's first name? That guy. Maybe that guy's the worst. Let's see, what's his name again? Brian Stelter. So who are some of your nominees for this distinction of the most disgusting news faker? Let's go back to Breitbart here and hit a update. Let's see what Breitbart's covering. Bernie Sanders is having a freak out. Trump health care could kill thousands. Right. Here's the sporting goods store, Dick's. I've never been in a Dick's store, but anyway. They banned guns. Can you imagine a sporting goods outdoor store that bans guns? I mean, who are the pencil necks who own Dick's? Talk about dumb. They lost their gun ban, cost them immediately $150 million. Gee. Let's see here. In the Ukraine, a comedian. Now, Ukraine is where this crazy George Soros government is angling for war with Russia. But the Ukrainians are waking up. They've got a comedian who's leading in their election run. So They're aware that their government is not serious. They'd rather have a comedian. Here's a picture. I love this. Here's a picture of Joe Biden. He has a thing about coming up behind women and nuzzling his snout into their neck and ears and kind of grabbing them. And some of the women say he smells them, he sniffs them. I love this. I hope there's some great footage of Biden because it comes out in the election. And here's what he has to say about the Me Too allegations about Biden. He says, I may not recall these moments the same way, as he's saying, as his accusers. Pretty weak. Dick Durbin says these allegations against Biden should be taken seriously. And then Kellyanne Conway gets on TV and she says, Grandpa Joe has got big problems, Joe Biden. I love it. I love it. Here's good news from Europe. And here's I'll cut right into this. Rudy Giuliani was a guest of Janine yesterday, Saturday. Her show's on Saturday. Here's Rudy.
It's an honor to be with you again.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I think of you.
Thank you.
And your entire career.
Thank you.
You're a crusader for justice.
Thank you. All right, let's talk about this.
Oh, now see, now Rudy was making a point there, folks. You know what I think of you. You're a crusader. You know what I think of your entire career, which was all on the line. So Rudy Giuliani, that's a shot across the bow to the corporate chiefs at Fox. Hey, don't do this to this lady again. Or you're making an enemy of Rudy Giuliani. You're making an enemy of Donald Trump. These are not people you want to be your enemies if you're going to try to run Fox News.
This report not only exonerated the president, it indicted the FBI, the DOJ. And there was a time when you and I would be talking and we'd say, Jeff Sessions is the attorney general. Nothing's going to happen. Will something happen now?
Well, first of all, I know you agree with me. The people it indicts are the corrupted politicians at the top of the FBI and DOJ. No field office of the FBI is implicated in this.
Right.
No agent who's sacrificing his life to protect us. It's a bunch of these phony politicians at the top who corrupt themselves because they want to suck up to who is ever in power. That I would describe Comey that way, a whole bunch of other people like that. McCabe, his wife running for office, getting millions of dollars from Hillary's. These are suck up politicians. They're not FBI agents like you know,
right,
or police
officers.
Not the guys who go out and arrest people, put their lives on the line.
Yeah.
My God, they'd probably their hands would shake if they had to do that.
Yes.
So that's who we're talking about.
Right,
we're
the upper echelon.
What they did here, I believe over the next 6 months, we're gonna uncover evidence that what they did here was criminal. This whole thing of collusion isn't true. I was with Donald Trump for the last 5 months of the campaign. He didn't never talk to a Russian. He had nothing to do with a Russian. As he would point out, I don't speak Russian. What are they doing this for?
Right.
Somebody made this up, Janine. Somebody conceived this. And they superimposed it. And then they went out to try to prove it. And we have to find out who's the brains behind this. A couple of four or five possibilities. I think we'll find them. I think
four or five possibilities. In other words, who is the head raton? Who is the rat? Is it Rodney the Rat Rodenstein? Is it John? Voted for Gus Hall Brennan? Is it James? Media star Comey?
Lindsey Graham, it will help. Mm-hmm. But I think we need a Justice Department investigation of who tried to perpetrate a fraud on the American people.
Why haven't we heard about or from Christopher Steele, the people from Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson?
They should all be in jail.
Right. You and I agree on that.
We'll come back, close with that. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say
say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so.
We're back, folks.
I'm gonna stand up and say so.
And we're in our last segment here, and I'm looking over at the call board to see if I have a caller I need to grab. No, I don't. So we'll just take a look here at something encouraging to with which to close. Pat Buchanan's got a great column out, his most recent column, Must the West Beg the World for Forgiveness? Of course, Pat Buchanan's answer through all of his books is N-O, but the politically correct answer is yes. The must beg the world for forgiveness. And he says, Buchanan, I'll go right to the end where Buchanan says, is the white race, as Susan Sontag wrote, the cancer of human history? As we see the monuments and memorials to the great men of our past desecrated and dragged down, the verdict among a slice of our intellectual and cultural elites is already in, thumbs down. They agree with the moral shakedown artist of Mexico City, referring to a Mexican who wants the West to crawl for having conquered places like Mexico. And then Buchanan writes, query, can peoples who are ashamed of their nation's past do great things in its future? Or is a deep-seated national guilt, such as that which afflicts many Germans today, and Buchanan could have inserted any nationality except Hungarians who don't share this, or Poles who don't share it. They're proud of their history and of their people. But you could put America in there, or Canada, or Australia, or Argentina, or any 50 other European nations. Well, do we have 50 nations? However many dozens, such as that which afflicts many Germans today, a permanent incapacitating feature of a nation's existence. Earlier he says, have the Western peoples, and of course, what does the word Western mean? What is Pat saying when he says Western with a capital W? Of course, it's white. That's a code word for white. It's a substitute word. And he wrote, remember, Buchanan wrote a great book, Suicide of the West. And what I heard was that the original title, which was turned away by his publisher, was Suicide of the White Race. Changed it to Suicide of the West. Well, we'll talk more about that question tomorrow night when we continue on the Trump phenomenon Monday night. See you then.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can.